This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump, infected with the coronavirus, declared from the White House on Tuesday that he's planning to show up for his second debate with Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden. The president wrote on Twitter that he's looking forward to the match on Thursday, October 15th, which will be held in Miami, Florida. It will be great, he said. Trump first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday and was hospitalized for 72 hours between Friday evening and Monday evening. Based on that timeline, his attendance at the town hall-style event, during which he and Mr. Biden are to answer questions from members of the audience, could pose a public health risk, based on guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious from 10 to 20 days after the onset of symptoms. Mr. Trump arrived back at the White House Monday evening. His personal physician, Dr. Sean Connolly, said in a statement Tuesday that the president had a restful first night at home, and today he reports no symptoms. Monday morning on social media, Trump wrote that the coronavirus in most populations is, quote, far less lethal than seasonal influenza. Facebook later deleted that message. A Facebook spokesman confirmed the removal and said the company removes, quote, incorrect information about the severity of COVID-19. Twitter restricted Mr. Trump's tweet, applying a warning label that noted it violates the social media's platforms, quote, about spreading misleading and potentially harmful information related to COVID-19. Vice President Mike Pence has tested negative for the virus. He's making campaign appearances this week. Tomorrow night, he'll face off against Senator Kamala Harris of California for a vice presidential debate. VOA News. Turkey's bid to become a member of the European Union appears to be in jeopardy after the bloc's executive branch on Tuesday said it is displeased by what it called Ankara's failures to sustain democracy and fight corruption. In its annual report on the country, the European Commission cited too much power, political power that is, in the hands of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, which has resulted in a poor economy and eroded the independence of the judiciary. The report also said Turkish authorities continue to pressure civil society, aid groups, and the media. The commission said, quote, Turkey has continued to move farther away from the European Union with serious backsliding in the areas of democracy, rule of law, fundamental rights, and the independence of the judiciary. Ankara, which began its EU membership talks in 2005, rejected the commission's criticisms, describing them as prejudiced. Western diplomats at the United Nations criticized China for its human rights abuses against ethnic Uyghur Muslims and its crackdown on Hong Kong's autonomy on Tuesday. German ambassador to the UN, Christoph Heusgen, called on China to respect human rights, particularly the rights of persons belonging to religious and ethnic minorities, especially in Xinjiang and Tibet. He spoke on behalf of 39 countries at the UN committee that deals with human rights issues. Xinjiang is the province in northwestern China where the government has detained as many as a million Uyghurs in so-called re-education camps in recent years. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, Heusgen called on Beijing to close the detention camps. Meanwhile, British envoy Jonathan Allen condemned China's imposition on June 30th of a controversial security law on Hong Kong that he said violates Hong Kong's autonomy and threatens rights and freedoms. Imposition of the law set off months of anti-government protests in Hong Kong. China's ambassador answered, focusing on the United States. He claimed China's human rights achievements are, quote, widely recognized and urged Washington to, quote, take a good look in the mirror and eliminate racial discrimination in its own society before attacking other countries. The United States did not speak at the session, but was part of the joint statement of 39 countries that Germany delivered. And experts from a global chemical weapons watchdog confirmed Tuesday that the substance used to poison Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was from the banned Soviet-style Novichok family of potent nerve agents. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons made the statement Tuesday. It said biomarkers in Navalny's blood and urine had, quote, similar structures and structural characteristics as the toxic chemicals belonging to the Novichok group. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News. Music.